Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are going to be doing Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, but we are on the bottom of Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. And we were in the middle of discussion as to when urine and excrement lose their prohibitive powers, meaning when are you allowed to say tefillah around them, what needs to happen for that to happen, when is it considered no longer excrement, and when is it considered no longer urine. So, my have Allah. So, how do we conclude in this situation? Itmar, the Gemara says it was stated. So, akacharis, when it comes to excrement, it has to be as brittle as earthenware, meaning it would like crumple right when you throw it. Amemar Amar Asura, that situation. Amemar says that it's still Asura Davin in that, in the presence of that. Umar Zatra Amar Muntaris, Mar Zatra says it's allowed. Amar Rava, Rava says Hilchzatoa Kecharis Asura. The halacha is that excrement that is like this earthenware is going to be Asura Davin near it. Umay Raglaim Kol Shaman Shemat Pichin. But when it comes to urine, that prohibits as long as it's moist enough to get something else to be wet by touching that. So Mesve, we challenge this ruling on the urine based on the following brisa. Meiragayim, when it comes to urine, calls a matchamat pichem asurim, as long as it can moisten something else, then it's going to be asur. Nivlu yavshu mutarim. But if it is absorbed or evaporates, then it is not going to be a problem. My lav, nivlu dumya diyavshu. So are we not dealing with a situation where absorbed urine is the same thing as evaporated urine? My yavshu de'ein rishuman nikar. Just as something which is evaporated is a situation where there's no discernible trace of the urine. Af nivlu de'ein rishuman nikar. So the same thing when it comes to absorbed urine. It would also be a situation where there is no discernible case, and that's why it's going to be allowed in both cases. Harishuman nikar asur. But if there was a situation where it was still discernible, you were able to tell where the urine was or that there was urine there, afagav de'in mapichin, even if it wasn't moist enough to get something else moist. So we said that it's all based on whether it can make something else wet, but now we're saying no, it may just be based on whether it's still discernible when whether there was urine there. So answers the Gemara, no, that's not a good proof or that's not a good question. Well, tamech, but according to your logic, aimer resha, let's look at the first part of the brisa, which said kol shaman shemat pichin hu da'asar harishu min nikar shari, which said that as long as it's able to moisten something else, then it's going to be asar, which implies that even if it's discernible, then it's still going to be allowed, that it has nothing to do with that. Elameha lekalamashma mina. But so rather from there, we can't learn anything. Don't use that as a proof in any situation. That's why it's not going to be such a strong question. The Gemara suggests lema kitanai. Let us say that this whole machlokus about whether urine is based on its discernible trace is a machlokus in the Tanaim. Klishinish b'chu min menu mei raglayim. So you have a vessel where urine was spilled from. Asr likros kriyashma kinegdi, you're not allowed to say kriyashma by you. Meiragayim atzman shenishpichu. And regarding urine itself, that's spilled nivlu mutter. If it's absorbed in the ground, then it's okay. Lo nivlu asr, but it's not absorbed in the ground, then you're not allowed to daven near it. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, kol zman shemat pichan. Everything is based on whether it is still moist or able to moisten something else. So the Gemara now analyzes this machlokas. My nivlu, my lo nivlu, dukamar tanakama. So this first shita, the tanakama in this brisa, where we said nivlu and lo nivlu, and whether it's absorbed or not, what's this referring to? Ilem and nivlu de'ein mat pichin. If you're going to say that absorbed means that it's not able to moisten something else, lo nivlu de mat pichin, and saying that it's not absorbed means that it could moisten something else, vasa Rabbi Yossi lemeimer, and then Rabbi Yossi comes and says, kol zman shemat pichin hu da'asra, as long as it's able to moisten something else, then it's going to be asra. Hari shuman nikar shari. But if it was in a situation where there was a discernible trace, then it still would be okay. That can't be because Hainu Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be adding anything. Elo nivlu de'in rishu min nikar. It must be a situation where when we said it's absorbed, it means that there is no discernible trace. Lo nivlu de'in rishu min nikar. And when we say that it's not absorbed, it means that there is a discernible trace. So, Rabbi Yossi umim, and Rabbi Yossi says, kol zman shemat pichin hu da'asar, as long as it's still able to moisten something else, then it's going to be also harishuman nikar shari. But even if there is still a discernible trace, that is not necessarily a factor. That's what Rabbi Yossi's adding. So we see that this is really just a machlokas in the Tanaim between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, whether having this discernible trace is something which is relevant or not. So my answer is no, this is not a good question. This is not a good proof of saying that this is just a machlokas Tanaim. Lo, the kuyama calls manchma pikun udazr. Everyone agrees that as long as it can moisten something else, then it's going to be also harishum nikar shari. And even if it's discernible, still it's going to be permitted to pray in the in that area. The machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is really a different thing, which is Tofeach aminat lafbiach. Whether it can moisten two separate things, two steps removed, that's really the machlokas over there. Okay, we got to look inside, make sure you're going to follow the shakwatari over there. But again, this discussion was just about being able to tell when urine and excrement make things usser in terms of being able to daven around them. We're now going to get into the next part of the Mishnah, which spoke about yara litbol im yachol lalos. If you go into the mikveh, if you're able to get up in time to say shema, then do it. If not, then cover yourself in the mikvah and make sure you say Shema. And this was all before Netzach Hama. So says the Gemara, Lema Tana Stama Kerabi Eliezer. This seems to hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Ad Netzach Hama. Because remember, we saw all the way back on Daf Testament Beis in the Mishnah, and it said that when's the earliest time to daven Shacharis in the morning, or Shema in the morning? So one sheet of Rabbi Eliezer said you have to be done by Netzach Hama. That's the latest time to say Krishna. Now, we paskin you have 3 hours into the day. But this, from the fact that we're saying it's almost Netzach Hama, you need to say Krishna, then do what you got to do to say Krishna before you go into the mikvah. So it seems like it's holding like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar says, no, not necessarily. I feel the Tamar Rabbi Yeshua, could even be Rabbi Yeshua, who holds what we hold, that you have until 3 hours to say Kriya Shema V'dilma K'vasikim. But maybe we're just talking about a situation of the Vasikim, the people who would make sure to daven at Nates. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Vasikim, Ayugom Renosayim Anayit Sachama. That says the Vasikim people, they'd be done by Netzach Hama. So we're talking about that type of situation where you were stuck and you wanted to make sure to do everything before Netzach Hama. So that's what we were referring to. Then we get back to the Mishnah statement. The Mishnah said, "Imlavis kasav mayim v'yikra." If there's no time, then what you should do is you should cover yourself with water and say Kriya Shema. So ask the Gemara, "Hari libo roes ha'erva," but we saw this before already a daf or two ago, that this is going to create a situation where your heart sees your erva, your private parts, and that's not going to be allowed to say Kriya Shema. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, "V'item Rabbi Acha bara Abba bar acha mishum rabbeinu b'mayim achurin chana." No, we're talking about cloudy waters where they're not going to be able to see. The damu ke'ara smichta, which is similar to like thick ground, where your heart is not able to see your private parts. Tanu rabbanan arabay sarnas abraisa. Mayim tzilulin, if you have clear water, yeshe b'hanat tzavarov akore, you should just sit in them up to your neck, and then you could say kriyashma. V'yeshom ochren barago. And others say, no, that's not going to be good enough because it's clear water. You can still see everything. So what you should do is just move your feet around. It used to be dusty floors. So move your feet around, get it a little cloudy, and then you're able to do this. Ah, v'tanakama v'hari libo roes ha'erva. How is the tanakama allowed to say? The first sheet said that you're allowed to stay in clear water. How could that be libo roes ha'erva? Your heart could see your private parts. No, so kasavar libo roes ha'erva mutri. Tanakama masol. Then in that situation, it's going to be mutri. Ah, v'hari akevo roes ha'erva. But the tanakama would then be holding that your ankle or your heel is able to see the private parts, which seems to be a problem. Kasavar akevo roes ha'erva mutter. So it must be that Tanakhama also held that this heel seeing the naked parts is not going to be a problem. So Idmar, further discussion of these laws. Akevo roes ha'erva mutter. If your heel sees your private parts, it's mutter. No gea. If your heel touches the naked parts, Abayi amar asra. Abayi says asra. Rava amar mutter. And Rava says that it's going to be mutter. Rav Zvid Masni Lalash Maik Tahachi. Rav Zvid heard this machlokes in a bit of a different way. Rav Chanina Bereid Rav Iko Masni Lalachi, and they taught him this way. Divriakol Nogea Divriakol Usser. If the heel touches the nakedness, the private parts, then everyone agrees that it's going to be Usser to say Krishna. Roe, if it just sees Abai Amar Usser, Abai says that's Usser. Rav Amar Mutter, Rava says that it is Mutter. Lo Nitna Torah Lamalachai Asharis. Torah wasn't given to Malachim who don't have erva. We human beings have private parts. So therefore, it's virtually impossible to have a situation that they can't even see the erva. So, okay, we're going to let you see the erva. Touching would be a different story. And what we have paskin, no gea aser. If your heel is touching your private parts, that's going to be a problem. Roem mutter, but if it's just seeing the private parts, then that's going to be okay to say Kriya Shema in that situation. Now the Gemara goes on with related dinim. Amar Rava, Rava says, Tzoaba shashis, if you have excrement in some sort of clear case, something like that. So mutter likros Kriya Shema kinegda. You're able to say Kriya Shema there, even though you could still technically see it, but that's still going to be then it's going to be okay since you can't really smell it or feel it. Erva bashishis, let's say you're seeing erva, you're seeing private parts in a glass screen, I don't know, maybe a TV or whatever, you could see it through a glass screen. Also likros Kriya Shema kinegda. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema while looking at that. So now the Gemara goes to explain this distinction. The reason why you're allowed to say, if you can see the excrement, it's just in a clear box or whatever it may be, the reason you're allowed to still say Kriya Shema is because everything is based on the on the excrement being covered. And here it's covered, so that's all good. Why is that going to be a problem to see nakedness to see it through glass, even though it's not there in front of you, because the pasuk says lo yira b'chayar v'astav aram arachmanav ha'kam ischaza, because there everything is based on seeing, so you're not allowed to see it while you're saying krishma, and that's why it's going to be a problem. More halachos in regard to krishma and excrement. Amar Abaye Abaye said tzoa kol shehu, if there's a little bit of excrement that's right next to you, mevat labarok, you're able to get rid of it or nullify it by spitting on it. Amaravu varok ava, it needs to be a good thick spit that really gets rid of the smell of the tzoa. Amarava Rava says tzoa beguma, if someone finds excrement in a hole in the ground, maniach sandalo alea v'kori krishma, you could just cover it with your shoe, you know, I guess just if it's in the hole, that's how they would do. So cover it, and then you could say Kriyashma in that situation with your foot. So Mar Barei D'Ravina asked, what if you have someone steps in excrement? What if that situation where it's on your foot, is that going to be allowed to have one say Kriyashma in that situation? Teiku L'Gemara leaves that unresolved. Another halacha, Amar Rav Yudah says, Ovi Kocha Marm Asur Lekros Kriyashma Kenegdo. If there is a guy that is naked, then you cannot say Krishma while looking at that. What's the chiddush? You're not even allowed to say it in front of a Jew that's exposed. So what's the chiddush in saying that a non-Jew also, of course? So answer is Gemara Yisrael Pshita Leid Aser. Of course, it's going to be Aser to say it next to a Jew who's exposed. But we needed to teach that non-Jews have that same din. Because you might have thought, since the pasuk says that their flesh is the flesh of donkeys, that it's like a chamor, it's like a donkey. So you could do anything, even while they're exposed. Kamash Malan, that to them too, the non-Jews, it's still called erva, and we still have to be careful what we do in that situation. Now, we go back to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, they should not cover yourself with dirty waters or different types of waters that give off a bad smell, like filled with flax, until you pour clean water into them. So how much water needs to go into them to for this pouring? This is really what it means to say. You should not go and cover yourself with these types of disgusting waters at all, since there's no way to add enough water to get rid of the bad smell. When it comes to urine, until you pour enough clean water into a vehicle, then you could say Kriya Shema. So now the Gemara says, how much water do you need for that? So how much water do you need to pour in to urine in order for you be to, for order for you to be allowed to say Kriya Shema in such situations? Koshu, any amount of water would be good. Rabbi Zakkai Omer Revius. Rabbi Zakkai says you need a Revius amount of water, that would be good. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says Machlokas Levasof. Machlokas is when there was urine first and now you're pouring water in. Aval, but Tliwa Kol Shehim, but if you had clean water and then urine went in there, any amount of water is going to be okay to neutralize the urine. Now we have another explanation of this Machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Omer Rabbi Yosef says Machlokas Lechatil. Machlokas is when the urine is there first. Aval Levasof, Levasof, Devriakol Revius. But when it comes to once the water is there first, as long as it's Revius, everyone agrees that would be okay. Amalei Rav Yosef Lashamei, I see Revius of Demaya Rabbi Zakkai. And Rav Yosef said to his attendant, go bring me a Revius of water, like this Shita of Rabbi Zakkai. Now we have more halachos. Tanu Rabbanan Rav Yosef Lashamei, Graf Shal Re'iv Avit Shal Miragayim. If someone has a toilet, right? I guess this is what they used to go to the bathroom in, so either it had excrement or urine, also, you're not going to say Kriyashma, even though there is nothing in them. This is what their designated toilet. Meragayim Atzman, with regard to urine itself, which is in the vessel, basically a urinal, so you're not going to say Kriyashma. Achi Yatil Sochan Mayim, that's until we pour water into it. Kami Yatil Sochan Mayim, how much do you pour in? Kol Shur, Rabbi Zakkai, or Revius. Same machlokes that we had before, either any amount or a Revius. Now the Braisa says, the Braisa continues, and says, Bein Lefnei Amita, Bein La'achar Amita. This law and these laws of these things that you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema with applies whether it's in front of the bed or behind the bed. What this means is whether the bed is right next, whether it's right next to you, or whether there's a bed in between you and the bad smelling stuff. If it's behind the bed, meaning there's a bed in between you and the excrement or you and the urine, then you're gonna allow to say Kriya Shema. But if there's nothing in between you and the stuff, then you cannot say Krishma. But what you could do is go 4 amos away and then say Krishma. Shimon Elazar says, Afilu bayis mea ama. Even if you're in a house that's huge, you live in a mansion, and on one side of the house there happens to be some excrement or urine, and you're on the total other side of the house, lo yigrachi otimochi oshi sheyanichim tachas amita. You're not going to say Krishma until it goes under the bed, until it's in a settled place. Ibayuhu. We have a question. Heichi kamar, what does this mean? When we said that avamar chikuar ba'amos v'kori, that you have to move 4 amos, what does this mean? Achar amita kore miyad, lifnei amita marchikar ba'amos v'kori. Do we mean to say that when there's a bed in between and there's a partition, then you could say right away, but if it's right next to you, just move 4 amos away? Odo mahachi kamar, or do we mean to say, lachar amita marchikar ba'amos v'kori, lifnei amita eno kore ka? That even when there's a bed partition, still walk 4 amos away, but if it's right next to you, then even if you walk 4 amos, that's not going to be good. So which one is it? Tashma, come here, proof. The town, because it was taught in a Bryce, Rav Shulman Elazar, Omer, Rav Shulman Elazar says, Achar Amita Kore Miyad. If there's a bed in between, then you can say it right away. If Namita Marchikar Ba'amos. If there's nothing, then you walk 4 Amos. Rav Shulman Elazar, Omer, Afil Ba'is Mea Ama, Lo Yikra Achi Yoti Machinim Atachas Amita. Rav Shulman Elazar says, even if it's a huge house, then you have to go ahead and make sure it's under the bed, and then you would be able to do this. Where it says, Bayan Ishi Tulan. So, it seems that our question has been resolved. However, what seems to come out is that there's two brises that contradict each other. Meaning that if you look at the shitas, if we go back to the people, there's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and there's stiras as to what each of them was holding. So, you can just reverse the people in the later brisa, that way everything will work. Machaz is the apachta basraisa epach kamaisa. Why are we switching the second brisa? Why not switch the first brisa? So the Gemara answers, no. Man shamas le damar kule bayis ka'arba amos dami. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the reason why we have to do the second was because we know Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the person who normally says that an entire house is considered like 4 amos. And this is an interesting halacha that we consider one giant house like 4 amos. We use this in many areas of halacha, for example, like Netilas Yadayim. If in the morning we're not supposed to walk at all 4 amos until we wash our hands in the morning. Well, but we need to go to the bathroom, and maybe our bathroom is 4 amos away. So we say, some poskim hold that 4 amos is like, the whole house is like 4 amos. So we'll stop here. This is Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. I know this has been more technical. We're about to get into the next perek, actually, early next week. But hang in, should be wonderful. This again was all about defining when we are and are not allowed to say Kriya Shema. The muster that I always get from all of this stuff, and this will close, is look how much time is going into discussing when and what, how, who, what, where about Kriya Shema, and how much time do we actually spend saying Kriya Shema. It's something I think about all the time. I got to make sure to focus more on Kriya Shema as we go. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.